Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get anyone in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you may hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead.
It's time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. Well, I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun. Time to get a gun.
It's the cameras.
Your star.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Podcast, you're ready. All right.
Work it.
Stand by. Beep.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 27 of Slam Fire Radio, the three-gun edition.
The multi-host edition.
Multi-gun, multi-host. We are surrounded by the finest podcasters in the Canadian podcasting industry.
And Bolivar's here too.
That's right. And Random Guy. Random Guy's here too.
Oh, so, if I didn't resemble that remark, I'd be all hurt.
I'm sorry. It was easy. I couldn't help it.
So is he.
That's what I've heard about you.
No.
That's
all
my
right.
Wife.
Back on the rails. Let's go around the room and introduce ourselves and our show.
Yeah, we're going to start with Random Guy.
Yeah, go ahead, Random Guy.
Hello, Dave Kratke, Ontario. I'm here once in a while.
He was here last year.
Last year, and when you guys were in Ontario.
Yeah, well, we were there, technically. You weren't here.
No, I was here last year.
Right.
So you've attended 100% of the three guns.
I have, so far. And last year was amazing, so this year will hopefully, well, not hopefully, it will be amazing, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Saw the Course of Fire. Looks amazing. Thanks, you, Trevor.
We'll see.
You're blushing.
Firearm stuff lately.
I didn't do anything. I just worked on what other people built.
Did you bring enough Nerf darts for this time?
I didn't. I did almost bring my 1918 Luger that I bought. Cheap.
That'd have been cool.
Restricted.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Only had one magazine, though. But yeah, just picked that up. Re-blued, longer barrel. And thanks to Ten Ring Bound, if he happens to be listening to this. I lost your phone number, so I can't call you tonight.
So this is your only shout-out, buddy.
But can't wait to shoot it. And tomorrow, Bushmaster AR-15, Remington 870 Tactical, and Made in Canada 1911, Paraordinate 45.
Wow, what happened?
Trevor had a little bit of backwash there. Same as Bolivar.
It's never failed you. I watched you clear a JS. Stop it with a knife.
You're gonna get stopped
just
now again.
Oh, but that doesn't count
never
as a failure.
No.
All right.
That's during a match condition. No, we were just messing around.
While you're running your mouth, why don't you tell us who you are?
Hi, it's Brian Bolivar from Canadian Service Conditions Radio.
Oh, way to shamelessly plug your own show there.
Anything I can do, you know how I am, shameless. I came with Random Guy and the little Foley guy over there.
Yeah, we'll get to him. He's pointing, but no one can see this.
I'm just saying, he's here.
He's point at the microphone.
And we had a fun-filled 14-hour drive today to come to the Furlatte compound.
The new Furlatte compound.
Yeah, we're in the new come 14. Hang on, that was a long drive.
I do.
No kidding, it was crazy. And we got to sit down to the best pot of chili I ate all day.
Is he sleeping up here?
He is.
It was really, really good chili. Thank you very, very much.
Yes,
I was very hungry.
He has nothing to do with it. You got to thank his wife.
Yeah.
Well, she's downstairs.
She's getting drunk with his wife.
I've already scared his wife.
No comment.
Okay, so we're done.
Here, hold my gun at the kitchen table, would you, sweetheart?
Of all the wives here, she's the one you don't hand a gun to.
You know, she didn't drop it. She didn't run away.
She didn't come crying to me about it, so...
No, she said, this is my uncomfortable face.
I know that face. I see it about twice a week.
Hi, honey.
That's because you're not looking. I'm sure she does it more often than that.
Oh, there's a back of the head joke in there.
Open your eyes.
Let's see. What did I do this week?
No, we're not there yet.
We're not there?
Slow down. Right. Next podcaster. Thank you. Stand down.
I thought we were talking about what we did. Oh, we're just doing the
intros. We're doing the intros.
He did the whole thing.
We would be done. We would be done the intros, but every time somebody says their name, you speak for 5 minutes.
I was listening to your instructions.
That's right. Shake and bake.
Pointing at Matt.
Yes. There we go.
Next podcaster.
All right.
That would be me and Jasmine.
Jasmine.
The French Canadians from Quebec.
Yeah, Frenchman number one and Frenchman number two.
Did you guys get past the border okay with your passports, or?
They only fricked us twice.
Only frisked you twice. And yeah. I saw that your money worked at Tim Hortons here in Canada.
Yeah, so cool. Well, they accepted it for the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you're walking fairly normal after that search.
And you brought your passports?
No,
I just throw one into them. They're not going to let you back.
We're going to be stuck here.
Is that okay? Can we stay here?
Yeah, you
can stay here. Yeah, so, tell us about your show.
Yeah, Razoubidoski Quebec. We're up to, what, show number 25 now?
Yep.
New website, rvq.ca. Thanks to Matthew. Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah, don't go look at the website and then contribute. Yeah, it wasn't me. I did. No, sorry.
It looks pretty similar to another podcast.
Oddly enough, it's like I just changed the
copy
colors.
And probably the only French-speaking podcast on an American network.
Well, we did a lot of searches and we haven't found any in French anywhere. So no French from France. No.
You may be the only French
on the planet.
People with guns.
Pro gun podcast. Yeah.
We don't like guns.
This show is about guns.
Yeah. They talk about how to register them.
Why wasn't I told?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's it pretty much.
Yeah, we'll come back to what we did in guns later. You guys got a little bit.
Yeah, we did a lot in guns.
Quite a bit.
So who else? So go ahead, introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Jasmine. I'm with Réseau Vélocité Québec, too, and I'm the other host of Radio Vélocité, so that's about it for me.
That's right.
Go for it.
And we've been doing this for, what, almost a year now?
Yeah, since February.
Yeah. Awesome. That's almost a year.
Almost. That's why I said almost.
It's like 8 months. It's close to a year.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're married.
Common
law, sorry.
Cool, well, let's skip these two here and go right over to Foley.
What, Canadian Service Bikini Conditions Radio or something like that, Brian?
That sounds about right.
He paid me to say
that,
honestly.
We're going
to
bring that up at the next Service
at the next.
No more wearing bikinis.
Wait a second. The next council meeting?
I can keep wearing my thong, though, right?
That's cool, yeah. All right. Those are right.
Wait, rewind, delete, play. Okay, fast forward. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I would be the co-host with this comic relief for Brian. Oh, wow, no comment from Trevor. I can't believe it.
It was funnier this way to let you swing.
Don't worry, I brought my brand new Glock, and it's only a matter of time before Trevor does something horrible to it. Or,
have you not?
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
It improves it.
He's already started picking on things that he can make better.
Well, his trigger's better, I'll give him that.
Hey, y'all heard it, right? Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course, I've already swapped the parts, he's now.
You don't know how.
Oh, yeah, it's not hard to take one of these parts. I watched yours explode last year.
They go back together very quickly.
Was it not yours?
No, that was Muffins.
Okay, Muffins.
Yeah, that was funny.
Somebody's
funny.
And that was an aftermarket part that broke.
It's okay, then you can give your Glock to Trevor. He knows how to take them down.
Yeah. He got like an M&P9.
Yeah.
We might get to talk about later.
That was painful. So how about you two guys?
Yeah, I'm Owen Swelling. Everybody should know me.
And everybody,
I'm the third wheel on the McClatchy Furlot show.
I heard Tommy say that. I heard it today. Yeah.
So do you have to wear the bikinis on their show?
But you also have a show.
Yeah, talk about your show.
Yes, it's the Warriors Ethos, kind of.
And you've been recording for longer than the Radio Vélocité Quebec guys. And what episode are you up to? 16.
Yeah, sweet 16.
Yeah. Unfortunately, being a warrior is very time consuming.
The whole ethos thing.
Oh, yeah. The whole ethos. Yeah.
Turn, dodge, parry, spin.
Hopefully in another month or two when things quiet back down, I have shows written. I just have to sit down and record.
What can we look forward to? What's coming down the pipe?
The next one is a little more philosophical in nature. More about the ethos.
Good, cool.
And I have another show planned on the 6 essentials for everyone who needs to start prepping. And I look around and go, crap, everything is not okay. What do I do first? And the 6 basic things to start that are really easy to do that anybody can do. Everybody who's a responsible adult should do.
There's no responsible adults in this room.
What are you whispering about there, Travis?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
And of course, the warning shots in the room too. So.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, and then of course, the lead host here for this evening.
In the Frelaté.
Frelaté man cave.
Frelaté man cave slam fire. Frelaté slam fire studio.
This Frelaté slam fire studio. We can go with that.
Yeah. So cool. Well, let's move in then to what we did this week with guns, and maybe change the order.
I already followed instructions.
Yeah.
You jumped the gun here.
So, how about Foley? Did you do anything this week in guns?
Besides reload a heck of a lot, that's absolutely it.
When did you get that?
That came in, what, Brian, about a month? No, a couple weeks ago.
I can't keep
that. Good special from Police Ordnance on the Individual Officers Program. So we've been waiting quite a while for
this. Oh, you're getting the deal from them?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I can still buy one more gun this year.
You get two a year, but you have to buy two different ones.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, and they're doing, they'll also do the Pro-Hib stuff with the non-restricted barrels too, right?
No.
Yeah, look into that. You can get a 19
or
a 26.
So get a 19 with a restricted barrel?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
They look funny, though.
A little bit.
The 19 looks funny, bad. But we let you in.
The 26 looks...
He's not buying me.
Yeah, no, wait a second.
He already bought you, I heard.
Yeah. You've listened to my podcast. There's no room left on the Visa. So what have you got? MasterCard? Let's talk.
Is it still smelling burning plastic?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
That little chip, it's a little warm on the card, eh? He's a cooling fan.
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion, and I'm okay with the fact that I'm never getting out of debt.
You've accepted that.
But the lady downstairs,
just keep digging.
She's got a different opinion on the matter. That's why we don't tell her.
Just raise your debt ceiling. It's okay.
Yeah, the Americans can do it. Why can't we?
And my debt ceiling's theme song is Stairway to Heaven. Like, I can't raise it anymore, man.
Well, if you ask around, I'm pretty sure all the wives are that way. So.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, McClatchy? What did you do this week in guns?
A lot of walking through the woods with my shotgun. Matt didn't come with me, so I did actually see a couple of birds. Didn't actually get a couple of shots off, though. I shot a couple that I didn't get any.
What, warning shots? Third person?
Yeah. No, I had a friend.
You actually do the warning shots with game as well.
I do the warning shots on grouse as well, yeah. Every now and then I just shoot over their heads and miss them. So, but some hunting, well, like I said, walking through the woods. Of course, came up here yesterday with Owen. I was supposed to help Owen with the black badge, but I... apparently it was more useful helping Trevor
apparently
set up targets. So
thank you.
No problem.
And thank you.
Basically what I'm trying to say here is it was a lot of fun. We did a lot of shooting afterwards. They got their black badge done by about, what, 1 o'clock?
Something like that.
Something like that. And then that was just the shooting portion of the other one. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we broke out the rest of the gear. We did a little bit of, you know, shooting and just kind of getting
a little
bit? A lot.
The guy in charge of our rifle program came to the back of the range and said, it sounded like Vietnam back here.
It was a little bit crazy for
he
a
was
while.
Probably there, actually.
In Vietnam, yeah. Probably
was there, yeah.
So that was flashbacks. Nice.
Yeah, we had fun. We did a bit of shooting, and then that's it. That's all I've done so far.
What about you there, Warrior?
Not much. I went for a walk in the woods as well.
You got something, though, didn't you?
Yeah, cold.
No, you didn't guess? Oh, I thought you had said you got one. Never mind. Must have been a hunter I was talking to.
He's a warrior, he's not a hunter.
No, I didn't do much, actually. Black badge today, that was about the only time I've handled my guns in probably a couple weeks. Uh-huh. Probably actually a month, actually.
Got to work on that.
Yeah, me too. Like, I hardly ever get out and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds not right at all.
And our brothers from Quebec, they drove all the way here from Montreal.
We did.
And so what?
All the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I remember I brought this up. Let's put into context for our listeners, especially our listeners stateside.
Yeah.
Take, for example, the Gun Dudes. They're together all the time to podcast. We rarely are, but maybe it's because, we're rarely together because of the distance between us. So, for example, you guys are how many hours from here?
It took us about 7.5 hours.
7 hours. This is why we don't hang out on weekends anymore.
That's at 160, not joking.
140 at times.
140 at times.
And the Bolivar Conquistador Mobile, it's 14 hours. So, to all you IDPHers that don't want to drive 45 minutes to the next town to shoot an IDPA match...
You guys suck.
Really? Yeah. Complaining about 45 minutes?
Oh, man. Yeah, but we had to drive through another country. Quebecistan. Come on.
Oh, stop.
Well, they're from Quebecistan.
No, they're from the cool part of Quebecistan.
Oh, okay.
They are the cool part of Quebec.
They are. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we're all together, and some of the people in this room travel a great distance to get here, and I, for one, am very appreciative. You didn't come to see me, and I understand that, and I'm comfortable with that. You came to eat my wife's chili and shoot the match that somebody else built that I put my name on, so it's awesome. So what did you guys do?
Plenty.
I loaded a lot of ammo.
We did a lot of reloading.
2,000 9mm in 24 hours.
Is that 2,000 rounds?
Yes, yep. I did.
Yep. How many squibs?
Only 500?
No. 550.
Okay, 550. I did the rest.
Okay, if you girls are done fighting, how many squibs?
How many squibs?
Zero.
This so time.
Zero. So no, that was before.
His Ipsic alias is Captain Squib.
Yeah, Captain Squib.
Oh. Captain Squib. Yeah. What press were you doing this on?
Lock and load.
Horn D lock and load.
It's not the press. It's behind the press.
The problem is behind the press.
The loose nut at the handle.
That's right.
But I'm getting experience. 6,000 rounds in, doing it, now I'm okay.
How's your finger?
My finger, I got it cut twice in the press.
Has a squib now.
I can feel my finger for about a week. No more than that, 2 weeks.
It was crushed.
Crushed because the bullet kept on falling.
So you put your finger in there. Of course.
Yeah, I was going fast and going and it goes, shtuck. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I felt it.
And how many times did you go to the range? Two? At least two, right?
Started Thursday. You guys got your intro to...
Yeah, it's true. Was it a first Skype?
Oh, well, let's start with that. Okay. You want to start with your black badge. That was a first for me anyway. Mm-hmm. We did a black badge, a virtual black badge.
By Skype.
Yeah, we sent you off the course materials through email.
Uh-huh.
You completed all the paperwork you needed to ahead of time, did your open book exam, and then we did the Skype
Skype went class. Very well.
Yeah. Cool. Glad you guys thought so.
Yeah, it went very well.
Yeah,
I connected my laptop on my 52-inch TV and saw you.
That's unfortunate.
Wow.
For Latte in high def.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so then back to the shooting then.
So shooting this week, I tested. We
went together at the range.
Yeah, we went together at the range. But I go every week and I start testing rounds for the Black Badge and the Ipsic. So I bought some Canadian BDX.
Sorry, not you. I'm laughing at Trevor.
Matthew's making jokes in the background, but not at your expense.
No. I'm making. No.
He's laughing with you.
I'm actually laughing beside you, but.
Trevor.
So that's it. We made a rush to finish the bullets because I had bullets at the last minute, and that's about it. We came here and start shooting and having a lot of fun. And we did the Black Badge, and thanks to Owen to get us through flawlessly against the match.
Yep,
I'm sure we were great students.
Oh, you guys shot very well. It was nice to actually, teach shooters. People that have experience behind guns and you don't have to keep reminding them about
tourists.
Things like keeping your
black badge tourists.
Instead of starting from square one, you could
exactly.
start
yeah.
from... Yeah.
I bought some resealable targets. It's a weird type of material you can shoot through and it reseals itself.
Neat.
Because where we go, unfortunately, it's...
I like to test that.
I didn't bring them, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right.
But because our range, unfortunately, looks like Third World War hit it. So you've seen.
I've been there, yeah.
So we shot a lot of 12 gauge. Shot a few pumpkins.
You did. I wasn't there that one.
And it was good.
Destroy pallets.
Yeah.
With number 4 shots, that was cool.
Yeah, still.
You had your shotgun for how many years?
I bought my shotgun in 2001, so it's...
And you put 2 boxes of shells through it until this weekend?
Yeah.
You put more through it today than you did in the past 13 years?
Yeah, I put more in the last week than 10 years.
Nice. Cool. So, unlike the charity shoot, which was, it was structured. We didn't have free reign of the range like we did here. You guys got to...
But even though the shotgun, I shot a lot, but I shot a lot more 9mm. Today, I shot probably 700 rounds, at least.
Oh, we shot a lot. Yeah.
My box, I had 1,400 rounds in it and about 2 inches left in the ammo can.
Yep.
Kept reloading, shooting. My thumb is sore.
And we need one of those reloaders.
Yeah, you need a mag loader, yeah.
But only on the...
Yeah.
On the Black Badge, how many rounds? I didn't count, but...
They say bring 250, but that's with reshoots and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Probably 200 rounds?
Probably 200, yeah.
So 200 there... Not maybe 700, maybe 500 today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I shot a lot of 12-gauge. I bought a new...
You like shooting 12-gauge.
Yeah, I love the 12-gauge. I bought a new Remington 870 Tactical Express.
Yeah.
So I'm in the camp, Nice. And there's this shockwave coming down range, and a fireball coming out of the sky. Mario, what are you shooting exactly? 2 3/4 What kind of 2 3/4 You shoot steel shot.
High velocity, 1,400 feet per second.
I'm like, I don't think we're allowed to use that on our steel plates, Mario. He said, do you want to go check for damage? No, I'd rather not know. Let's just move on.
Oh, how can we know? How can we know? We cannot shoot metal in
We're not even allowed to
shoot
steel.
Now I know why. The common sense is no here. No steel for you. You come back 1 year.
Yeah, and yesterday you broke my shotgun.
I most certainly did not.
Did he break yours last year, Brian?
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking that.
I broke nothing. I taught somebody while learning myself simultaneously how to do a detail strip on an M&P. Sucks. And then...
Search for a pin.
What was the problem with your 870? Nothing, I just want to take it apart.
The barrel's loose in the receiver. Yeah, like. and you took it all apart for nothing because all it needed was a little...
Twice tight. I sent the spring past my nose and across the room.
High velocity.
Yeah, but no, seriously, the barrel is loose in this receiver and it's the barrel.
It's not loose anymore.
Oh, no?
Oh, no. All it needed was a little tie down at the top. That's it.
Interesting, because when we didn't have the barrel clamp on...
Yep.
It was loose.
Yep.
When we put my 28-inch 870 barrel in without a barrel clamp, it wasn't loose.
That's right.
So it's still loose. It's just that the clamp is stopping it from...
Yeah.
So exactly. Your gun sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Conquistador.
Oh, you are going to just skip over me, because you seem to have just taken over. Like,
like it's his podcast.
So, Dave.
I got a Luger.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Tell us about the Luger, Dave.
It's awesome.
Lugers are so cool.
I like Luger.
I wish I had a Luger. Lugers are awesome.
Jerk.
Thank you. Go ahead, Brian. Okay, Brian Bolivar's so cool.
Monday was a holiday, so yeah. I got to go to the range on Monday, which was cool. I got to sight in my my rifle for 3-gun. This was after I broke it, and then went home and got the spare parts to fix it. If you put your bolt together wrong in your AR, stuff breaks.
I read this on Facebook.
Be careful when you put the
doohickey into the what's it?
The doohickey into the what's it?
The cotter pin. It should be noted at this point that Brian broke his firing pin in his AR after last year's 3-gun match when we were just messing around on the
range. Trevor broke it. Trevor was shooting it when the firing pin broke.
Right. Trevor did not work on it. Brian, how long have you been shooting airs?
Three years.
Get your together.
Yeah, no kidding. What's up with me?
Have you broke your air?
Not yet.
Have you broke your air?
Mine
doesn't break either.
Totally put the bolt together wrong.
Stop doing that.
How can you put the bolt together wrong?
If the firing pin is not all the way forward when you put the firing pin retaining pin in,
right,
then it sits behind that, and then the hammer smacks into it, and stuff breaks and bends and stuff. Right. Don't do that.
And he was running. He was running a semi-auto bolt carrier group with a full auto pin.
That was after.
No, this was earlier in the season.
No.
You learned about that mistake at the clinic.
Oh yes.
See, even Patrick's got my back on this one.
That one worked though.
But it's hitting the hammer.
Yeah.
Because it's not fully closed.
And then if you put a semi-auto bolt carrier group in your rifle that does not have a notched hammer to work with that, things bind up right good.
Right good. Stoppage.
Ugly. Oh, it was not good. Oh, yeah.
So, the moral of the story, folks, is learn the different parts, because your bolt carrier group for semi-auto and fully auto is not the same. Your frying pin is not the same. Your hammer is not the same.
That's right. So, I learned a bunch of stuff on Monday, which is great. And luckily,
after 3 years, I'm learning from your mistakes.
And that's why I'm sharing it with the listeners. I could have just not said anything because people are going to go, you're
pride,
dumb.
Right? You could have just said,
well, we would have done that anyway.
Well, but yeah. People,
that's like
know
him.
Me.
If he breaks something, nobody knows.
Well, yeah.
You ever heard him come on the show and go, I messed this up? He messes stuff up all the time.
Luckily, I broke all this stuff and fixed it before the match. Because otherwise, this would have gone haywire on the first stage. Mm.
Which would have been unfortunate.
Yeah, but it would have been funny, but...
And now your firing pin, retaining pin is what, a coat hanger?
Is it bad?
I know, it's all good now. It's and if you have a spare parts kit that you should have, take it with you. Don't leave it home.
It's in my primary air range bag.
Yeah, see, I don't have one of those. It was on my vest, and I left my vest home.
So educate us. What would you recommend for spare parts? Would you carry the entire parts?
Yes, go to the Brownells and get the Ultimate Air repair kit.
Sure.
Yeah, and it has all of your springs, extra firing pins, extra cotter pins, detents, the whole... I've got it in a baggie in my air kit. You can look through it and you'll see.
If you're really concerned, the best thing to do is have a complete spare bolt carrier group.
I was going to say, spare AR-15.
That's what I did. I got a backup for my backup.
When I went to Nationals, I took both my ARs, so I had a backup. Now, luckily,
you took your AR and your NORC.
Well, just have beer come out of a nose over here.
Fine. I ride the North Short bus. I don't care. We have this.
Can we have the bus go round and then?
Yeah, if you do have two bolt carrier groups, though, make sure you test them in the rifle because some bolt carriers don't work with some rifles.
Yep. Yeah, that's test your spare parts too. Yeah.
Some parts don't work with some sets.
Yeah.
That was the race car thing from the 70s.
Or simply buy a Colt and not worry about it.
Yeah, we don't all have the same credit that you have.
How's your debt load there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Like the part I ordered for just like spare parts, so it's not going up.
Oh?
Yep. Because
you can't afford to shoot it.
Tell them about the part I ordered you for nothing.
It was a plus three.
Not all clones are clones.
Because my Smith & Wesson Model 3000 is supposed to be a close clone of the A70. But it's half A17 and half Mossberg, 590 or 500, so...
Well, when a mommy Mossberg and a daddy Mossberg love each other very much.
Oh, boy.
So...
Children Frank and 12-gauge.
The stock will fit, and I can swap stock.
Yeah, that stock you bought, by the way, that deal is done.
It will fit, but the tread on the cylinder for loading the shell, it's not the same tread.
The extender tube.
Yeah, the extender, the plus three extender tube doesn't fit. It's not the same thread. So I'm stuck with that.
But you decide to keep it?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it, but I'm not going to send it back. Buy another 870 and make another
shotgun.
Yeah. Exactly.
Buy another gun. That's another reason. Hey, I got an extender. I need a gun behind it.
You got an excuse to buy another gun.
This is how I ended up with my third AR. I upgraded a part, and then I had an extra part. I upgraded a part, and an extra part. I'm like, holy jeez, I'm only $700 away from a new rifle.
That's right. You had to buy.
You spent $600 to get one.
May have an 870 for you.
Oh?
Yeah?
Depending on how much I like Trevor's
Mossberg.
Because
I've been thinking that I may... Upgrade's a harsh word. Transfer laterally into a different platform. We'll see.
I decided today.
Yeah.
It's Mossberg.
Yeah.
I'm going Mossberg, yeah.
But don't do what he did and get the Ghost Ring sights and all
No.
Just
get
the bead.
Just get straight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
was looking at
it comes off.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah. They come
off. Ghost Ring comes off.
They come off.
Oh, okay.
But what about the front post?
The front sight doesn't. No.
Yeah, no.
That's silver sounding.
I've got the same shotgun as Mario.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
But I was looking at actually the 590 special purpose or the 590 A1.
A1?
Mm-hmm. A1 is what I have, but
yeah.
There's also the Blackwater.
You can get them with the front bead or you can get them with the Ghost Ring.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem with the Ghost Ring.
Or whatever they call them. What?
I don't see the problem with the Ghost Ring. I find it fast.
Slow. That's fine. Hey, it works for you.
Nothing beats what you got going on, Owen.
He's got the spark on his shotgun right now.
On his KSG, that thing is a deadly little
hot. Oh my goodness! Until the spark explodes, it's all good.
Well,
until it explodes,
gave it to him. New in box. This is for you, Owen.
So I put on my 12-gauge.
30-ish.
Yeah, but if we put 30 rounds, I put another 10 through it.
It's fast. God love him. It's fast.
It's fast.
Oh yeah, it would be.
And it hasn't shut off yet.
And I would say get an aim point micro.
Sure.
Yeah, if you can afford that, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, because that's a $400
optic. I guess that one is more.
Aim point six.
Yeah. They're not all six. Jason Burns just put an aim point on his Tavor.
The micro. Yeah. I think they're six.
Okay.
T1 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the equivalent to my EOTech 512, is four-ish.
Yes, there are
my 512 was 5-ish.
Aim points, but the one that's like the spark, that the spark's supposed to be a clone of, is the micro, which is 6.
Okay.
Which is, I think, you want, because you want something low.
Yeah, you want something low, small.
And the battery lasts
completely side to that, there are shotgun specific red dots that they fit in between the stock and the receiver.
Yeah, but not for a KSG.
That's true. But I mean, for
that's
other,
right, for other guys,
which would probably be even better for the than the aim point just because of height. It would be
that's
that
right.
Much
it's
lower.
You still have, and you can still use your bead if you need to.
DR optics.
I forget the name of them. I've seen them in the back of magazines forever.
Yeah,
but
I think Burris makes it.
Yes, Burris. Yeah, Burris makes one. Yeah.
And you put it right between the stock and the receiver of the 870 or the 500 or whatever shotgun you have. They make it's like a what do you call that?
It's like a shim.
Well, like where the shims are, it fits right in there.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, gentlemen, let's keep going. I'm going to take a minute to talk about Shock and Awe. That's what I did this weekend, guys.
Yeah.
That's new. And then we'll move to our next thing. So every couple of years, or it's supposed to be once a year, the Rescue Gun Club holds a club-level fun shoot called Shock and Awe. It's not a sanctioned event, and the safety rules are there, and that's about it. Other than that, it's we don't stick to the same rules that IPSC does necessarily, but we keep all the safety rules. And of course, we have to keep it within Canadian, you know, whatever. It's not a free for all in that sense, but it's a free for all in that you can get very creative with your stage design. So I was accused of taking these things too seriously. I don't understand. There's a $2
taking competition too seriously.
Well, if there's a $2.50 piece of Japanese tin at the end of it with first place written on it, I want it.
Yeah,
because you know,
I'll point the microphone over, but his wall is completely covered in metal.
Why is he shooting
plaques.
A bowl with fried eggs, though? That's what I want to know.
I know what it looks like. That's
funny.
Like.
So anyway, I was told by sales that this is an opportunity to give people who don't normally, you know, win in IPSC a chance at taking
winning.
Home something, right? So to back it off this year and tone it down. So I thought, okay, I will go and I will have what's the word?
Fun.
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 Fun. Right.
Fun.
I will go
fun.
And have.
Yeah.
Fun. I will have fun. I failed share in kindergarten as well, you realize.
Yeah.
So I got out my military combat boots and all my webbing and the packs, and I was playing Toy Soldier, and I even had the face camo on. I think there's actually a picture.
Yeah, there's a picture on Facebook.
Yeah, of me and then of me and Muffin. So,
so you went full Mall Ninja.
I went full Mall Ninja. It was bad. You know, anyway.
So basically, you dressed last week like I'm going to dress tomorrow. Perfect.
No camo. No. So, no, camo was allowed at this one. Actually, no, I think I was told camo was required at this one. So, we had a jungle run. And before the jungle run starts, I'm told you're shooting last. And I said, why? And then I was told to F off and not ask questions. So,
okay.
I'm shooting last. So, I'm standing on the line, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. Where's my arrow? What's going on? And all of a sudden, I look over my shoulder, and here comes Muffin and Salsh wearing tear gas masks. And Salsh has a hazmat suit on, black rubber gloves, biohazard across his back. And they go past me into the woods. And then they come back, and they wait a second, and all of a sudden, I start to see some orange smoke start to... And then through the mask, I hear... Are you ready? My boy! Beep! Off I go, and as I'm trying to engage these targets, it's like I'm in Nam. There's smoke everywhere. It's thick. They've got gas masks on. I don't, so I'm trying to time my breaths where I'm going to inhale, hold it, exhale, get a new one.
It's just a little cancer. It's all good.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it turns out I won that stage anyway. This is awesome.
Back off, slow down, have fun. No problem. You won.
Oh, I swear, I took my time. I did. It was all stocky.
What would they do
stocky.
Next year? Landmines?
Probably. I hope. So while I'm going through, the smoke is going off, and McIntyre is behind me throwing firecrackers at me.
Can anybody tape this?
Yes. You will see it later. Awesome. Yeah. So, and then the field of steel. All right, I'm going to have a lot of fun here. There's 52 steel poppers that fall over when you hit them. So I took my Glock 17, set up for left-handed. Thank you, Filthy. Filthy sent me a left-handed holster. I had my own right-handed holster, so I had two Glocks, one on each hip. I staged my shotgun at the end of the stage, my 590, loaded for bear. I take off, draw both pistols, and I start engaging targets on the left with my weak hand, targets on the right with my right hand. It was a lot of fun, but I did not win that stage. Then the house was done with figure 11s and rifles. Nice. And once again, firecrackers. I felt something burn my hand. It was a firecracker that had gone off right next to my rifle. Oh, back to the field of steel. Flares.
Oh, yeah.
Flares. 70 flares.
Whipping by.
Whipping by my head. I never saw them. I was barely cognizant that these things were going off around me. I was like, gotta look at that front sight, gotta look at that front sight. And then I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw the video, and Jason was ready to push me forward because he was afraid I was going to get hit. And how do you load your pistols when you have one in each hand? Your safety officer.
I've seen that in a movie.
Your safety officer does it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got one done. I got the mag out with the gun in the hand. I got that one loaded, and then I shot one shot my weak hand, and it went empty. So I'm over here going like this, shooting with my right hand, and I feel the gun leave my left hand, and it's Jason loading it and giving it back. So that was teamwork. My safety officer loading my guns while I'm going downrange. Awesome. I got a video of that too, by the way.
Nice, nice.
And then the only other crazy thing happened was, yeah, I got burned on the finger by a firecracker that went off when I was running the house.
You put blanks in the mags, didn't you?
I won the house, and I won the jungle assault thingy. I got my butt handed to me. Remember how I used to be the reigning Texas Star champion?
Yeah. Harold, huh?
Oh, man. My best time was just over 5 seconds. Harold cleaned that thing. 5 shots from the draw, 4.73.
Wow.
Bing, 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 bing. Just as fast as you could get it done, he got it done.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Yeah. And then the man versus man, you had the 2 plate racks and then 2 poppers. You had to shoot the plate rack. Somewhere along the way, you had to do a mandatory mag change.
Right.
Hit the popper, and the poppers have tabs to see which one falls first so you can tell who wins. And Nick Anderson, 14-year-old, grade 9 student, killed everybody. Well, he didn't literally kill anybody.
Wow. Hard match.
Cleaned everybody.
He did right good, and he won.
He did. First, I was up against Harold. By this point, the combat boots killed my back. I was like this. I was all hunchback and ultra for latte down the range. And couldn't stand up straight, so I certainly couldn't shoot straight. I got my butt cleaned on the... man versus man, and I was 3rd in the Texas Star.
Please note that no competitors were killed in the making of this match.
So yeah, the 2011 let me down. So that's what I did, and now tomorrow we're going to do this thing.
Cool. So we're going to go around one more time and talk about what gear we're going to be running? Or
great idea.
Yeah.
And then we have a topic.
We have a real quick topic, actually, about why you shouldn't
buy an SU-16.
Buy an SU-16 for three-gun competitions or any other competition.
No, there is a for any competition, yes, but it does serve a purpose.
It does have its purpose, yeah, absolutely. So. It's just not a... Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, so who do you want to start with?
It doesn't matter. Well, okay. You've been talking for half an hour. Why don't you go on?
And on.
He's shooting an SU-16. Shooting an SU-16.
So, I'm going to run my double alpha belt. With
we don't need to talk about your belt. Talk about your guns.
No,
the gun show.
No, because I'm pushing a holster that I was given to TNA.
Oh,
TNA? No, sorry, TNE.
TNE. Yes.
I like the first one.
I bet you do. Yeah, I'm gonna be tomorrow. I'm gonna be running my STI Eagle 2011 in a LHS.
It's an 911.
It's not an 911.
It's a 2011.
Come yes, on. Thank you. So anyway, it's an LHS retention holster. It's one of the molded Tyvek type holsters.
Tyvek, yes.
That's Tyvek. Tyvek.
How is this of it?
Let's try Kydex.
Thank you. It's Kydex.
Love it.
I'm thinking archery.
He's looking at the Tyvek.
So anyway, it's Kydex holster. What's really cool about the LHS as opposed to other Kydex holsters is the mount that goes on your belt is all machined aluminum. It's very durable, very rugged. When it's in place, it's locked in place. You don't have to worry about it. It's adjustable both for canting the grip angle as well as the tension of the holster itself. So that's pretty cool. So it'll be first time I run my 2011 in a retention holster, so I'm looking forward to that. Rifle will be my STI in its current configuration for the last time. And you were taking the barrel.
Yeah.
And,
you got a new barrel for it.
You got a new barrel
for it.
There
it is right there. I'll point the microphone at it so you can see. Brian, hold that up so the listeners can see.
Listen to the
nice
barrel.
Nice job, Vanna
White. Nice, Vanna, yeah. So that's a Stag 3G 18-inch barrel. It's quite heavy, eh, Brian?
Yeah, it's
heavy-ish.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Yeah. And that comp is ridiculous.
that comp is huge. It looks like a 50...
Beowulf. No, or a 50 BMG. This is not polka dot door. Stop that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I'm gonna need a new handguard for it. I went to an A2 stock. Hate it. Taking it off.
Going back to collapsible.
Yeah, I'm going with the same ACS one that I have on my NEA. Yeah. Shotgun. It's been decided. Gonna run the Mossberg 590.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. I got that 4x4 shell carrier for reloads and. But you figured out there's not a whole lot of reloading, is there?
Not a whole lot of reloading in this match. No, I'm going to reload my shotgun once, and that's because it's a capacity of 6.
Yeah.
Everybody else here, I think, has a capacity of
at least 9.
7. Or 7 8 to or 9. 9. Yeah. The one stage, the house, has 7 shotgun rounds. Every other stage is less than 7.
So I think I'll need to reload on that for sure, because I always miss one.
You always miss one, yeah.
I think it's hilarious that I have to make the decision on how many rounds not to put in my gun so I don't have to worry about unloading it as much.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do next year if IPSC gets their act together and we have an actual IPSC rulebook for multi-gun?
You can use my gun if you want.
Shotgun.
That a boy.
How is that even a challenge for him? It's a reason to buy another gun.
I won't say I have to, honey. I have to.
The rule book says I gotta buy one.
I don't want to fight with the rule.
Right here, rule 3, buy a new gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. All right, well, Cracky, you told us a little bit, but tell us again.
I'm running a heavy barrel Bushmaster 16-inch.
And a Luger? A Luger?
I didn't bring the Luger, no. I just teased.
I know. Him, so I'm mad at him too.
I didn't have enough room because I
enough jammed. Room.
It's a Luger. Put it in your pants.
I jammed all my guns into a gun case that holds one, so you know it's like if I touch it, it'll explode.
Right. You weren't even in the Jetta this time. You had that freakish crossover Franken vehicle.
I didn't know behemoth. That, so I packed light. I didn't bring my.
Now you're messing with my car.
Your wife just posted bacon on my wall.
My wife does that.
She's awesome.
Yes, what? She is.
So now you're messing with my car?
And careful. Your 1911 sucks.
Careful.
Awesome. And your 1911 sucks, but his 2011 is awesome.
Sorry, Dave. Continue.
Anywho, so I got the Bushmaster AR-15. I've got an Elcan C79 on it, which I love, no matter what people say about them. If you don't like them, you suck. It's a fixed stock AR-15.
If you don't like them, you don't know how to use them.
A2 config, yeah. Awesome sights. Crystal clear, love them. Military guys kick the crap out of civilians that are matches with them running C7s, which are not the world's most accurate gun. So they're good sights.
What's your sight zero for?
Well, see, that's the thing. I went to my range.
We'll find out.
I had forgotten that the range, 100 to 200 yard ranges, were closed at Aurelia for berm construction until 5 o'clock, and it gets dark at 6. So by the time I got out there and actually got down range, I had time to shoot at 100. I was a lot high, so I'm assuming my...
You were high?
Don't
shoot high.
I won't shoot high. So I'm assuming my zero is pretty good, but I'm going to re-zero. I know where my zero is at 100. I just put my sights right down to zero and then come up 34 clicks, and I'm at 100 yards. So, I'm just
so hopefully you're...
We're shooting short range, so it's really irrelevant.
There's one stage where we shoot it to 100.
Yeah.
So he said we're shooting short range. Okay, we're good.
That's short range.
That's right. Right. That is short range.
Long range is anything over 500 with it.
Yeah, but where's your margin of error here? You know, like, I mean,
we'll have a huge wobble zone. So.
So for you, hitting the target is fine.
Yeah. If I put the bullets in the target and or the backstop, I'm set. As long as they go downrange safely and I don't get DQ'd, I am good.
Dirt is happy.
So that's my rifle. I got a crappy 5.11 tac vest that works.
Mall Ninja.
Yeah. Well, it's normally my... I had to move my stuff because I never shoot. I just RSO, so I had to move some stuff off the shoulder of my vest.
I got to move my stopwatch pouch. And my
pistol. I had to move some crap over to my other shoulder.
Mag pouches. So. What are I going to do with these?
Yeah, exactly. All my RSO stuff
pockets.
In there.
That's where your Skittles go.
That's where
so I got that, and then I got... shoot yourself in the thigh Blackhawk Serpa holster for it with some crappy
shooting yourself in the thigh is not mandatory, by the way.
Oh, okay. Even if I'm using a Serpa?
Careful, Tim. He's taking the guns apart now.
He's swapping uppers and springs. Dear
you
Lord.
Friggin' rat, Fink.
There's block parts everywhere. It's horrible.
Didn't we have an issue with somebody messing with your gun last year without you being consulted?
Dude!
He's not messing with it. It's a Glock. He knows what he's doing.
I'm just saying.
I'm not making changes to it. I'm stealing the parts I want.
Notice how I'm getting used parts now.
guys are so uptight. His sights are better than mine, so I took them here.
Trigicon, baby. Ew, what the hell are these? They don't even glow in the dark, these ones.
So say, those night sights will never give you cancer.
Jeremy gave me cancer long ago.
Okay, what else, Dave, for
equipment? So, my shotgun, I got an 870 tactical. I put a choke tube in it this year.
Yeah, choke tube.
Because last year, I would shoot at, 25 or whatever on our poppers, and my shots would go mostly around the
place. Now, what I should mention is that we took Owen's shotgun today, which is the shortest barrel with no choke, and we verified that all the steel will fall with one shot from his shotgun.
So you're saying Dave bought a choke tube for no good reason?
Basically, yes.
That was 10 bucks. Whatever. Do I get a reshoot from last year?
Yes, you do.
Sweet. Yeah,
you get a reshoot from last year.
All my scores were done. I still wear very well. So that's good. So hopefully I'll knock down the steel with one shot. That's been calibrated properly. That's awesome to know. And pistol, Para 1911, made in Canada, 45. It's awesome sauce. Love it. Single stack. And full power factory 230s.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
And spiffy combat boots.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to try and go real quick. David,
Brian, you're next.
Almost the same, same stuff. I'm shooting the virtually identical pistol, virtually identical shotgun to Dave.
Do you have a choke tube in yours?
I do. I have a modified choke.
Modified, nice. What constriction did you go with there,
modified.
Dave?
What do they come with? What's that?
The breaching choke is cylinder.
Cylinder, yeah. No choke.
Cylinder blows.
We didn't have any doors to breach last year, so there's no point. So left it
we can arrange that.
Anyway, that's what I'm running.
Yep.
Like I said, I really want to take a look at your Mossberg so I can decide if I want to maybe switch. Anyway, and then for my rifle, I'll be shooting my Nurenko.
1911
AR-15 870,
whatever.
With my El Cheapo. Falcon Menace, 1.5 to 5 scope on it.
You realize if you outshoot Trevor, he's going to have to go buy a Norinco then.
That's what he does.
You outshoot him,
what I do.
Norinco next year.
Yeah, pretty
please. I'm not too worried about
so
that.
So I never bought a 2011 before because every time I was outshot with my Glock, it was by a Glock?
I don't understand the question.
Anyway. I will be Maul Ninja-ing with my normal tactical vest that I shoot all my matches with.
He doesn't choose matches.
Running
with the
best my Sherpa, holster
Sherpa?
And my leg rig.
Sherpa. So you're climbing Mount
Sherpa.
Did you see Yeti?
With my tactical Maul Ninja knife strapped to it.
I've got my knife as well. Got it.
Hopefully you stabby stabby something.
Now, one thing I did improve my kit this week. You guys remember I run my magazines on my offside shoulder. Upside
yeah,
down.
You're all lefty and twisted.
Yeah, I'm lefty and I do stuff weird. But my mags were falling out of the elastic. Blue Force gear holders. If you go to the hardware store and ask the guy, hey, do you have magnets? He'll sell you magnets. So I put magnets inside them too, so now my mags can't fall out.
Ever come out. Come on,
it's like listening to a 12-year-old talk about Grand Theft Auto 5.
What I'm trying to point out to the listeners is you can improve your kit without having to order stuff online. And
yes, you're cheap. We know. Move on.
Getting high speed.
That's good advice. I like that.
You're also cheap.
Now I am a little worried because I didn't have to use duct tape.
Right.
And I'm not sure that it's really truly.
So something
solution.
Was moving and it shouldn't have been. So you had to apply duct tape because that's the engineer's code.
Well, that's a Canadian thing.
Oh, it's
stamped
Canadian.
It. He stamped it. It's okay.
Yeah. He stamped it. It's good to go.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Cool. All right.
Mario.
All right.
Tell us about your gear.
We plan to bring all airsoft products to.
Full auto, high cap mags. Here we go.
Well, unfortunately, we have to rely on the generosity of Trevor for our AR. Because unfortunately, we don't have.
Actually, it's not even my AR anymore. We sold it, but whatever.
Well, technically,
we're letting it out anyway.
So you're going to lend us your best one, right?
Yeah, well, the one that sold, yeah. The best one I sold.
It's the reason he sold it.
And we're going all our insights on everything. So, no scopes, all our insights.
Cool.
And
my shotgun?
My 870.
Which I did not break.
Tactical Express, which you broke.
Whoops.
And yet still people say, here, would you work on this for me? I don't, Only so they could turn around and say, he broke my gun.
Initially, I tried to shoot a few rounds at my range, and I had noticed that it was going a bit wide as well. I think I have the exact one as yours.
Yeah, you got the breaching choke.
The breaching choke. So I bought a full choke.
Oh.
And it works very well. Nice. So.
Yeah, we were pounding the steel today with it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
It went crazy.
Yeah, welcome to freedom.
Exactly. And my old and trustworthy CZ75 Shadow line. SP01.
CZ.
CZ. Yes. Well, CZ for American.
CZ, SP01 Shadow
Line.
Line. I had That's never right. heard of that.
Yep.
But there are some subtle differences.
A few subtle differences on the trigger. A few parts that are slightly...
The shape of the trigger is different.
Shape, yep.
The safeties the hammer. Are reduced.
The hammer.
The hammer is different as well, that's right.
Aluminum grips.
Aluminum What's that grips? Retail for?
How much did I pay for that one? $9.50, I think.
Okay, did the regular one with the rubber grips and whatnot, so it's 7-ish. Yeah. Is the guide rod, and the guide rod is metal.
It is.
Because I showed you how to take the spring off of it.
Yep.
The regular CZ75 Shadow mm-hmm. has a plastic guide rod.
Oh, no. Is that so?
Yeah, that's disappointing, but it's true.
And aluminum grips that need Loctite.
Yeah, well, they're getting loose a bit, so I'll need the red stuff, I guess.
So not a cold weather gun is what you're saying.
Well.
I would try another type of blue secure. Before I went to red, because...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
But my brother tried it today, and worked very well for him.
Yep.
I
like heavy guns. I mean, it is a heavy gun
it
compared
is.
To his.
Yeah, yeah. Officer Frank was by and he said it was heavier than his carry gun.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Less recoil.
Yeah, exactly. I like it. And that's it. So that's what I'm, I have my CR Speed belt, of course, and CR Speed mag pouches and Blade Tech holster.
Of course.
Blade Tech, cool.
And, that's it. So unfortunately, I don't have anything to put my AR mags in. So it's going to be in my
Well, the good news is
pockets.
You won't have to.
Oh, it's right. You jerry-rigged something.
Jerry-rigged such an ugly word.
I make a shopping bag.
I Mickey Mouse it, really.
We coupled two mags together. They're Prestech Ventures 50 cal mags. So
right.
We'll have lots of capacity. And
yep.
with them coupled together, simply hit the button, pull it out, slide it back up.
That's right. Efficiency.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep. And Jasmine?
Yeah, me, I'll be running the same error as Mario. The sole Trevor, the sole error of Trevor. And after,
it's the Stag, by the way.
The Stag AR that I shot for the first time yesterday. First time, first round. It was a... pretty nice experience. I liked it a lot, so I'm looking for spend other money to buy another gun, and I'm gonna use my Smith & Wesson model 3000 shotgun with my tactical pockets for shell holding. It'll be fun.
I know you have a tactical sling as well.
Yeah, I got my tactical sling to put rounds on it. It's gonna be fun.
Is that authorized?
Fishing line,
yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. You've got that shell carrier sling
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, but I put it today. It works over my CR speed belt.
Oh, cool.
So,
nice. I'll be Pancho Villa. Nice.
So that will be my shotgun. For my pistol, I'll be running my MMP22. It's gonna be.
Whoa! Look out!
Power factor what?
Power factor of 6.
I'm impressed with that gun. The MMP22. Have you handled it yet?
Yeah. No.
It's fondled it.
Can you like wait? Maybe that's
yeah.
it.
They're trigger is nicer.
Yeah.
Light trigger. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It fit my LHS holder. That's the cool thing about it.
And it feels good in the hand.
Yeah. Well, the MMP is a good ergonomics, so it feels good in hand. The backstrap doesn't change, but it's all around good feel for the hand. So I'm gonna run my MMP Pro that I take down yesterday with Trevor. We put it back together. Thank you, Trevor, putting it back together, and I lost the pin. Found that pin, so if I would have lost that pin, I'll be screwed. Eh?
Yeah, well, it was a retaining spring for the takedown lever.
Ooh.
It fell out of the front locking block, and It is the same color as the concrete floor.
Yeah, it looked exactly like a staple, but crooked staple.
Yep.
Same size.
Yeah, staple was a nightmare.
It was.
I'm pretty sure I looked at it three times.
Probably.
Oh, that's just a staple.
Yeah. And it was magnetic in the end.
So. Yeah, they didn't know what we were looking for, so.
Yeah. All right.
So that's it. Gonna run down my LHS holster and Mac pouch and pockets for everything.
Pockets. Tactical pockets.
Tactical pockets.
Now, quickly, guys, before you finish up, what T-shirts are you going to wear tomorrow for the match?
Well, that's a good question.
Slam I'm going to wear radio. The service condition T-shirt.
You're fired.
Booyah! Only because I went to Dynamic Pro and my black badge and it's all dirty.
Did you sweep the leg? Sweep the leg drill.
What is it? Why do you go to Dynamic Pro? Because you don't get the desired what?
The desired effect. No, I was... what was the thing?
God, when the kinetic response...
Connected response? No, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were running it all day.
I was.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, go YouTube, sweep the leg drill, and have a laugh.
And stand by
right.
for
when
our...
the tactical response is not producing the desired effect, you have to do the sweep the leg drill. That's right.
And go dynamic prone.
Going to dynamic prone.
Sweep the leg. Yeah, we're doing that.
We're
on
doing
Sunday.
One, right?
Yeah, we're doing it on Sunday. We're okay. Sweeping some legs on Sunday. From underneath your car. I'm looking at Bolivar, and he's not so impressed with the look back I'm getting.
Have you seen the video?
I know that look. I get that look from my wife all the time. It says, no.
We have further to drive.
I
thought
you were
going
to sit and talk to your wife, because this conversation's going nowhere.
I guarantee that one will, too. It's, never mind. Owen, what are you running?
Running in the A15 with Spark Optic. And yeah, it's got all the bells and whistles almost.
It weighs about 43 pounds.
About 43 pounds.
Get that Magwell thing fixed. Your mags wouldn't stay locked in line.
They sent
the Beowulf ones work fine, but it's definitely the Magwell. If I stick a P mag in and then shake my gun, the mag falls out.
That's even fine. With the new extended mag lock.
I have one that won't even stay. And you stick it in, it falls out. Stick it in, it falls out.
When are you going to send the lower back?
I don't know. I was going to buy a new lower. At this point.
You missed them. They were on sale last week for $94.
Oh, really? Oh.
Color blem. They didn't last 24 hours.
No, I bet not.
SFRC.
I didn't have the money anyway. So. Anyway.
We can take it back with you and drop it off the factory.
I'll be up there next week. Throw it out the window.
Fix it, you bums.
I'll be up there next week.
Okay, other than that, though, your NEA has been...
Oh, rock solid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love
it. Just the mags won't stay in.
That's a minor detail.
Single shot.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
And I have a kind of a weird one anyway, I think. But regardless, it shoots back.
Yeah, yours came slab side.
I wouldn't trade that barrel for anything.
Well, after what I did at Shock and Awe, you can't kill them.
Yeah.
You know what, Owen? I'm thinking there's a duct tape solution. Just put a wrap of duct tape around your P-Mags, and they'll probably friction fit in there.
That's not fair. There's a duct tape solution for everything.
And it is my job as an engineer to find it.
What are you running for a shotgun, Owen?
Shotgun is Kel-Tec KSG. Again, with the spark on it, another spark. Not the same spark.
Can I just say, I ran it today. Yes. Matthew ran it for about half, and I ran it for about half. And I'm glad I sold it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you try shooting?
Trevor's just running everybody's guns down today.
You've been thinking about that since you sold it. Second-guessing yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
No.
No?
No. Only because you enjoy it.
Confirmed again today.
It's made him go...
Right. It's the same. It's a bullpup is a bullpup is a bullpup, right? And the manual arms are very different. And I'm learning to load my shotguns from the bottom with my left hand, holding the, you know, fire controls with my right hand, and it's the manual arms are just way too different.
I have a real love-hate relationship with that shotgun.
Yeah.
I look at it and I go, oh, I love this shotgun. And then...
Then you use it.
And this is the thing. I use it, and it's great.
Oh, shooting it's fantastic.
But then you reload it, and I'm getting used to it. I have to say, I use it for bird hunting. So I carry it all through the woods and I load and unload it all the time when I'm getting in and out of the vehicle and stuff like that. So I'm kind of getting a little bit accustomed to it and I can load it pretty fast. I mean, I'm not ever going to be able to load it like you can speed load a shotgun off of a belt rig. You know, it's just not going to happen. But it also holds 14 rounds.
That's
so
right. Once it's loaded and you're running it, it is cool. It is fantastic. Yep. It's fast. It's got a short action.
Yeah.
Real short action. And I'm telling you, with that spark.
I don't think it's fantastic. I got to shoot that last year.
Oh, you've got to get behind it this year.
I got to play with it. So, yeah. We got to do that.
With that red dot.
And you're not as much of a wimp as him, so you won't complain. Go.
Thank you for noticing.
Not as much. He's not saying you're not a wimp.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're not as much of a wimp.
Knock, knock.
Mall ninjas stick together.
Knock, knock.
Give that man a raise.
And I don't even know what the mall ninja is. But I know it hurt his feelings, so that's cool. You're not supposed to know. That's awesome.
I got my Glock 17, of course.
Of course.
Of course. And, basically.
Yeah.
Which cheap. Is like never been cleaned.
Never been cleaned well once. And yeah, cheap holster, cheap mag holders. I actually have a little bit of money into my plate carrier and pouches.
Do you have plates?
I do not have plates yet.
So we're basically still going out there looking like refugees. Yeah. Straight off of refugees, like straight off of the wharf. Yes, hello, we've come to shoot your 3-gun. Like, duct tape and tactical pockets.
Let's go.
How about you, McClatchy? What are you running?
Running my Franken AR, which I discovered today does not have a 6 MOA capability. It has a 16 MOA capability. Well, I shot an 8-inch group good. At 50 yards today, which is, of course...
Off the bench.
Off the bench. So that is 16.
It's getting better.
It's getting... It's more and more like my shotgun every day. So the 100-yard shots, I'm basically mag dumping on each target. Hoping that something sticks. That'll be fun.
Oh, I tell you, I have a solution for that.
Yeah?
Well, we'll fix that.
Okay.
A little bit of assistance.
A little bit of assistance. Here, hold my rifle while you shoot it.
I thought you were going to say some duct tape. That's barrel. Your solution.
Well, I'm just thinking one of us should just go lay down prone beside him.
Oh, I don't understand how that works.
Why did the timer pick up 12 shots instead of 6?
Yeah, there's only 6 on paper.
This timer can't count a potato.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. For shotgun, I'm running my Mossberg 500. It's basically just an out-of-the-box Mossberg 500, so nothing special, but I like it and it works well. And for sidearm, I'm using my Ruger SR9, of course. And
talk to us about your M&P experience, because you experienced this year what I experienced last year.
The M&P Pro, I was shooting Jazz's M&P Pro, and there's a IPSC sized gong at 50 yards.
So it's a steel gong in the shape of a classic.
Yeah, so, yeah. And anyway, 9 shots out of 10 out of each mag that I shot through it today, I was hitting that gong no problem.
Why'd you blow up once? What happened?
With those other, well, I was...
It was the ammo.
That was a squib from his 2000. Yeah.
So yeah, no, the M&P Pro is really nice, really nice. It's very comfortable is what I really found. My SR9 is a comfortable pistol. It's more comfortable than the Glock, in my opinion. It fits my hand nicely, but the M&P grip is very ergonomic.
I found the same thing last year when I was playing with the M&P Pro and your SR9. I really like the SR9.
But the M&P is better.
Was a little better.
Yeah.
I got to shoot it a little earlier. And I was doing stuff with it I couldn't do with my Glock. Shot one shot right on top of the other.
Yep, it's got a great trigger.
Yep.
It's got a nice long sight radius. It has a comfortable grip.
Yep. And it works.
You know, if you're looking for a good entry-level production gun and you want to be polymer and you want to be striker-fired, and I say entry-level, like, I mean, you don't want to buy a stock 2.
Right,
or,
yeah, because it's still almost $1,000 when you get your mags.
Isn't that high?
Taxes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So it is still fairly pricey.
Buy a stock too, you're going to spend $2,000.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, for load bearing gear, I actually did order a vest, Condor. That's all I remember.
Yeah, it was just a vest. It wasn't like a plate carrier.
No, just a vest. but anyway, it arrived and it arrived the day that I left the house to come to Trevor's. So
yesterday.
Yesterday. It's not set
I come
up.
Home and these guys are on my living room floor strapping gear on and pockets.
That didn't sound awkward.
It needs some adjustments, some alterations, if you will. So I won't be running it, but I will be running my Chris Costa thigh rig, the HSGI.
Ooh, I'm wearing the Chris Costa beard. Top that.
I got the thigh rig. It's better.
Give it another week.
Can you check mags?
I grew a tactical beard just for this event.
Can you put mags in it? No.
Yeah. I did the math, and it turns out that that's all I need. As long as I have two AR mags and two pistol mags, as well as
not
whatever's
in the gun.
Not two
AR mags, two Prestige Adventure mags.
They're AR mags.
Yeah, but they're not five-round GI mags.
They're not five-round GI. But anyway, yeah, I won't need to carry any more ammo than that thing holds, so I'm good to go. But anyway, that's what I'm doing, and that leaves us with Foley.
I think this has been rigged. They're all using these high-cap mags here.
High-cap?
I wanted to get you going with that.
Listen, liberal. We don't use terms like...
I think it, no,
we don't use terms like high-cap and don't shoot me.
We're going back to the airsaft terms here.
Airsaft?
Airsaft? S-A-F-T?
Oh, yeah. Man. All right. Tell us about the Colt, man.
So, yeah, we're rocking the Colt Mark 18 Mod 1.
I spent too much money on my gun and optics. What?
Say that again? Random.
Random guy speaking. Hang on. And silence hits the room.
I said my piece. What? I didn't say anything. Moving on.
Yeah, Mark 18 Mod 1, the 10.5-inch barrel, my SIG 226, my new Glock 17, we'll see how that goes, and my Benelli M4, so I think I'm the only one with a semi-auto here.
Yes, I think so.
I'll go semi next year.
There we go. Yeah, it's
I would, but my... Benelli.
But with all those visa points, I get
30-inch barrel.
Knock the things over. I should mention I've got the full choke in my Mossberg as well this year, and same as Mario, hitting the steel today. The plate racks.
They would come back.
They would fall down and they would bounce right back up. It was as if you were hitting it with a solid slug. It was just amazing. So I have no problem with knocking over steel tomorrow.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, let's transition into our...
To finish?
Oh, yeah. Did you finish?
Yeah. Trevor, let's end up. No, that was your interrupter, but he's the one that always takes over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What are you guys talking about? Load bearing gear? Like, Dave, I'm rocking a 511 vest, but with all fast mags to make it dead simple. And what other stuff were you guys babbling about?
That was pretty much it.
No plate carrier, holsters. No helmet this time, right? Yeah, Safariland 6004, the only holster on the planet that matters. In a thigh rig, of course. Not
I really
these
like
goofs
that
running on belts.
I
thought you said you didn't bring it.
No, I found it.
It was strapped to his vest.
Yeah, it was on my vest.
Lucky,
unusable.
Lucky for you, Bulliver found a rule in the USPSA rulebook.
I still do it. I don't care about points, because I'm going to be contending for last place as well.
There you go.
My whole job is to not DQ.
What you paid for your gear, boy, you better be like second place.
Yeah, no way.
That's how it works, right?
He's happy. That's all that matters. He
loves his gear.
Exactly.
And he'll eventually pay for
the photos. Eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit real quick. I guess this was a topic that Owen brought up.
Yep.
Because one of his...
Talking to a friend and want to talk a little bit about the SU-16. And he's this kind of relates because he's possibly looking at doing some 3-gun in the future, maybe getting his black badge, things like that. And so he's looking for non-restricted, a rifle that he can, because he doesn't want to get an AR. He wants something non-restricted that he can hunt with. Or
yeah. Sounds like somebody else we know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
So what? He's also a cheapskate. So. He's looking at SU-16. What do you think of the SU-16, Trevor? Because I think you're probably the only person here that has had one and worked on one and modded one.
Was there not a list of episodes a while ago about this?
Yeah, I mean, you.
I seem to remember hearing the phrase "lipstick on a pig."
Yep. Yep, and it does apply. I bought it for the same reasons this gentleman is considering buying it. Non-restricted and affordable.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I was naive enough to think I could turn it into something it wasn't. Okay. The SU-16 is black and takes AR mags.
Why don't you tell us what it is good for first?
It's good for folding in two, throwing in a backpack, and taking it in the woods and shooting at something that is big enough that requires a 2-3 round to take down. That's about it.
It's a hunting slash survival slash ranch rifle type thing. It may be semi-auto, but it's not designed to go semi-auto for very long.
Like a Mini 14.
No. It's not even as good as a Mini 14. Mm. You know, it has probably, it's probably the new Mini 14s are, I would bet money that the new Mini 14s are more accurate.
Would the A-team have used it?
Yeah,
exactly. Would the A-team have used it? That's the ultimate question right there.
So, the gun was designed to be a lightweight backpacking bush gun, ranch gun, like Matthew said. But because it takes AR mags, There's an appeal there, especially in Canada, to use it for three gun. It's semi-auto, takes air on mags, and it's black. So
long as all of your shots are inside of 25 yards, I mean, it would be okay, but it's not, still not fantastic.
So Kel-Tec, being the marketing geniuses that they are, then came out with plastic parts you could bolt on to try and make it look like an AR. But at the end of the day, here's why you shouldn't buy it and use it for three gun. It's a plastic receiver. We've seen that with a, it's a, you have a steel barrel mounted into a plastic receiver. So that in itself is a design flaw. You're going to get limited accuracy because of that. The rail on top, the Picatinny rail, is plastic. So you're mounting an optic to a plastic rail. These plastic receivers have failed. We've seen all kinds of pictures on CGN because of that. It has a very thin pencil barrel, which heats up really quickly, and then you lose your accuracy. Even at 25, it's going to shoot something like your AR in no time.
Probably.
So.
No, so it ain't so.
It's so. So if you want an SU-16 to use it for what it was intended for,
great.
Especially if you could get it at the cost that it was worth, you know, if you could pay the U.S. price for it.
Yeah.
They're $800 in Canada, and they're not worth more than $450.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you're going to take a couple shots now and again, you just need something short, it's good to go for that.
Fantastic. Yep. But if you're going to try and run and gun with it, by the time you turn it into a black rifle, put on the compact,
you're spending small, as much as a cheap AR anyway.
Put on the AR stock.
We're running to the box for 700.
That's right. Yeah.
So
if you want it non-restricted, though.
Right. If you want a non-restricted, you can have your cake and eat it, too. If you want a competition gun, get a competition gun. If you want a hunting gun, get a hunting gun.
That's true. Now, if you want something that kind of does both, it's a kind of a jack of all trades, I would say Type 97 right now. $1,000 gives you...
Well, price-wise, yes, I suppose.
What about a Mini?
The problem with the Mini 14 is that you don't have the AR mags.
Yeah, if you're stuck on the AR mags...
for a hunting gun?
Yeah, but he wants to double it with three guns.
Then your options are the Type 97, or if you have more money, the XTR, or if you have a lot more money, the Tavor.
Or the Tavor, yeah.
Oh, there are two other choices. The Benelli, there's a choice of Benelli.
No. Reliability issues, pencil barrel issues, so leave the Benelli where it is.
Okay. How about the H&K SLA?
And it's not cheap, big money. It's $3,000,
and heavy,
right?
Heavy, too.
Yeah.
Really heavy.
I didn't Beretta find it Storm. So heavy.
Beretta Storm, it won't meet power factor.
It's a 9 mil.
You can get them in 45.
There you go.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris with an 18.5 inch barrel. That's a cool gun.
That's a lot of money.
That's 2100. Oh, the Tavor is 27. The SL8's like 3.3 or something like that.
Yeah, Tavors are very, very expensive.
About $2,700.
Yeah,
you're paying $1,000 more because it's non restricted.
That's it. That's right.
What about like a CZ58 or 858?
Five round mags.
Five round mags. Yep.
That's why I got rid of mine.
But you could run it.
Oh, yeah. And that being said, there are conversion kits. Yeah, the non-restricted CZ858, fantastic firearm. Yep. Loves it.
They're working well for CQB matches in Ontario. A bunch of guys run them. They're, depending on the mag, as long as you have a good mag and it's in 7.62, they work good. If you're using the 223 ones with crappy mags, they're just a nightmare.
No, the CSA VZ58 in 223 with the plastic mag, you take that mag and you put it in the microwave as soon as you get it home. And you urinate on it.
Yeah. I think I'm not a big fan of that caliber or those mags or the style of the gun or any of it, but I think they would have a place if you wanted something that's cheaper, that's non-restricted and conserved dual purpose.
You don't care
about the five round, and not everybody does.
And you know what? I've seen guys load them with the bolt locked open with a stripper clip quickly.
Yeah, you can do that quick. Yeah.
Yes.
Tons of accessories for them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ridiculous and cheap. Number. You can go to Zoll.org and you can get all kinds of black furniture.
Yeah.
And let's face it, they kind of resemble an AK from Fur.
Yeah.
Kind of do.
And they're like...
As a VZ.
Yeah.
58 and it's light. I mean, I can't remember how light it is.
I know.
I hate them, but at the same time, I go, that's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
perfect for them all, Ninja.
Good, so now we know.
Thank you.
And that brings us to an hour 15, so what a microcast.
With all these... Right. I don't remember ever calling it a microcast.
No.
It's our Thursday night show.
Part one and part two post. What's past and post?
Pre and post.
Pre and post.
This is the pre three-gun show, and the post will be after we drink about one or three bottles, five, six bottles of rum.
After the Kraken has been released.
Yeah, it's been released already.
We'll see about that.
It's been seeping out for 2 days.
Yeah. I'm slowly taking hits on it.
Awesome.
So slowly killing the Kraken.
I think the Kraken's slowly killing you, dude. All right, gentlemen, well, let's wrap this gong show up, and I would like to thank the listeners once again for listening, and thank all of our guests. Thank you guys for coming all the way down here, and thank you for helping
us. It was a long drive, man, I have to tell you.
4 hours?
For us?
No, for you, yeah. It was like a whole 2.5.
A whole 2.5 for me. Yeah, it was horrible.
And even still, I haven't seen you in 3 months.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, guys. And just a couple of things. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, like our page. Also, if you haven't already subscribed to us on iTunes, that would be really cool. And a mandatory 5-star review while you're at it.
Mandatory review.
Mandatory.
Yeah. Oh, you find a way to enforce that. That's right.
If you don't leave us a 5-star review, one day you're going to wake up and see somebody in your yard with a big stick standing there in armor going, "Have you seen my 36-sided die?" Yeah. So, also, guys, don't forget to please, if you're not a member of one or both, join the Canadian Shooting Sports Association and the National Firearms Association. They're doing their part to make sure that you have what little bit of rights you do and get to hang on to them. So, that being said, I'm Ron Burgundy. You are?
I don't understand the question.
And that would make you?
Confused.
Confused. All together.
Can't just roll with it, right?
Nobody ends with me.
Yeah, and we're not ending. We're going to another room. All right, whatever.
Stage left.
Take somebody shooting. I'm Ron Burgundy.
We're Ron Burgundy.
I hate you guys.
Say goodnight.
That's right. Good night, Trevor.
Good night.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something.
When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.
Duct tape. Turning no into for years.